Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Wednesday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Jim Garrity is off today. Daniel Foster of National Review Online is here in his place. And we have a good, bad, and crazy martinis. We had a lot of bad and a lot of crazy to choose from, so we hope you enjoy those choices. And one of the bad actually turned into the good, which shows you how rough of a day it was. Mitch McConnell's campaign office got bugged, and he's demanding the FBI investigate. That's our good martini today. Dan, but there are some good aspects to this. Number one, that Mitch McConnell is not taking this lying down. Mother Jones, once again, involved in this alleged surreptitious recording, just as it was with the recording of the 47% comments from Mitt Romney last year at that fundraiser. The other good news is that even though they didn't know they were being taped, there's nothing, as far as we can tell, that's truly scandalous in this conversation, as they were speculating at the time about how to run a campaign against Ashley Judd if she was going to be the opponent for Mitch McConnell. So both of those things, plus the fact that the FBI, at least on the surface, might take this seriously, pretty good indicators that all this chicanery on the part of these big-time lefties might actually get cracked down on.
I think it's mostly a good thing. I'll say this. You know, by the, you know, at the beginning of the day, the Mother Jones story was the big deal. By the end of the day, it was how Mitch McConnell turned the Mother Jones story around. And his communications team jumped right on this and really made, turned themselves into the kind of heroes in the situation. It is potentially a serious crime, and there could be some repercussions for it. And nobody should go around bugging, campaign headquarters, especially not in this country after 1974. But the other side of this, I think, is that I said this at the time with the 47%. I don't think this kind of gotcha campaign journalism that David Corn at Mother Jones now seems to be the guy for is helpful at all. It proceeds under the idea that only Republicans say mean things in private, which is ridiculous, obviously. And also, this is a pretty standard, instance of politics happening. And David Corn, I think, seems to believe that if more stuff like this gets out, that politicians will be more honest in public rather than more dishonest in private, which is, I think, you're now going to see, if this keeps happening, you're going to see politicians talking like politicians even behind, closed doors. You're right. I don't think there was anything scandalous in this. As a matter of fact, I thought the level of decorum was, fairly high, and they were talking about legitimate issues that you would take on an opponent over. As somebody pointed out on Twitter, I can't remember exactly who it was, if Sarah Palin had spent a month and a half in a mental institution, you can bet your bottom that it would be a campaign issue.
Yeah, and that's obviously the story for Ashley Judd. And I give high marks on the decorum in the room. I think if you and I were in a war room for that long and they were recording us, they'd probably have better material.
Oh my God, they'd be able to bury us.
So anyway, on to martini number two now, and this kind of flies in the face of yesterday's good martini. There had been a CNN poll out yesterday showing that Barack Obama was underwater on the three key issues that he seems to be facing right now, or at least the three of the big issues that are getting a lot of attention, and that's he's way behind. He was way behind on deficits, 58% disapproved, 38% approved. He was also behind the eight ball on immigration and guns. But then we turn around today, Dan, with a Gallup poll showing that 57% of Americans trust Barack Obama to make the right decisions on the economy. 42% trust Democratic leaders in Congress. Only 39% trust Republican leaders in Congress. So either these two polls, one of them is badly off, or the American people are completely schizophrenic here.
Nobody's ever gone broke thinking the American people are schizophrenic. I think that's definitely true. There's a little incoherence in any poll. You can poll sometimes the exact opposite ends of the same question and get two different results. In the same poll, we've seen that happen. So even though the phrasing of the question doesn't necessarily support my hypothesis that I'm about to present to you, I still think this is something like what's going on. You're seeing people who think, and this has been kind of the trend for most of Obama's presidency, certainly the last 3 years or so. You're seeing that people think the president doesn't know how to fix the economy. But more damning and unfortunate for the GOP is that he's managed to convince, or Democrats have managed to convince, a lot of the American people that the Republicans don't want to fix the economy. That's always been my theory, and that's why you see some of these schizophrenic numbers and polls. I think people think Obama's in over his head. People think that the president doesn't have the answers. He's a smart guy and everything, but he just doesn't know how to solve the problem. more unfortunately for Republicans, but also more fixable, is the perception that they're just intransigent for the sake of being intransigent, that their number one priority is just to beat the president, not to fix the economy. So I think that's why you see people, you know, grade the president so low, but then when given a choice, they'll often grade the Republicans even lower. And that's a perception that Republicans need to fix.
All right, on to the crazy martini now. And it was just announced yesterday, Dan, no special air shows this summer, and really throughout the year, it seems like, from the famed Blue Angels. But while one type of blue is being rubbed out, supposedly as a result of sequestration, another type is alive and well and still being paid for by you and me. Memphis Soul was the theme of this highfalutin concert at the White House yesterday. It's going to be broadcast, I guess, tonight on PBS. That's Justin Timberlake. And Dan, I don't know what the bigger outrage is here, is that we have time for a private concert for the Obamas with our tax dollars. We don't have time for the Blue Angels and all sorts of other things that are clearly a greater priority, I think, for most people. Or the fact that Justin Timberlake is somehow supposed to be associated with Memphis Blues.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, this has been, so far, sequestration has been handled just about as poorly as you could handle it by the president. I think that the White House knows that. You know, I'm not one to get too upset about things like vacations, but certainly if you're going to make these boneheaded symbolic cuts, whether it's White House tours or now the Blue Angels, you shouldn't send your kids to three different continents for spring break. You should try and keep it, you know, down to one or two. And you're right. I wonder how good the grub was at this Blues Fest yesterday, because we heard also that the assistant White House chef is going to be furloughed, perhaps. So, you know, the head White House chef still has their job, but maybe the onions weren't as perfectly cut, or you know, the garnishes were off or something at this concert last night. But yeah, this is the kind of thing that doesn't really jibe with the sequester's going to kill grandmothers all across the country narrative that the White House is putting out. And who doesn't like the Blue Angels? You know, and this stuff's important. You know, I'm enough of a national greatness conservative, as they call it, to think that, you know, it's important. We have the best formation flying outfit in the world, and, you know, people should see it.
Yeah, absolutely right. And by the way, if they served anything other than Memphis barbecue last night, I definitely want a refund on this concert.
Yeah.
Because that's ridiculous. If there was garnish of any kind, I'm going to be very, very upset.
A coleslaw or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and still in the form of the scoop of the ice cream scooper that you started with. I mean, that's the way it should run for if you're going to have some Memphis food. But
and 10-cent potato rolls. Everything.
There you go. Dan, great having you as always. Talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Daniel Foster of National Review Online, in for Jim Garrity today. Jim will be back tomorrow. I'll be here too. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Please join us then for the next 3 Martini Lunch.